Of the three avot, of the three patriarchs, Yitzhak is the one who's the most difficult for us to really understand or to get a handle on. We look at the life of Avraham, there's a great deal of material. We look at the life of Yaakov, there's a great deal of material. We're able to look at both Avraham and Yaakov in terms of the various interactions that they have with others. The stories, the lives, the difficult lives, but there's a lot of material. When it comes to Yitzhak, there's a lot less material, a lot less narrative, which would allow us to understand him. In this week's Parsha, a shift takes place. Sarah passes away. Avraham soon will as well. In the words of Rabbi Soloveitchik, both Avraham and Sarah walk off the stage. And now a new set of a patriarch and a matriarch have taken their place, and that's Yitzchak and Rivka. But we look at Yitzchak's life in the small amount of information. I think we can learn a great deal. Last week, when we had the Akedah, we find something which we need to pay attention to. It's the only time that we have a discussion, a narrative, a dialogue between Avraham and between Yitzchak. It tells us that just the two of them, after they had left the other two aside, just the two of them make their way up the mountain. And the way the Torah describes it, Vayechu Shnehem Yachtov, and the two of them walk together. And then Yitzchak asks the most horrific question. He points out to his father that there is in fact the wood, and there is in fact the fire, and there is in fact a knife. But where's the animal that would should be slaughtered? Yitzchak seems to understand, have deep understanding, and he knows that something is going to happen, and he understands that there is no offering there. And he seems to intuit that he himself may be the offering. And his father says that God will provide an offering, my son. And then again it says the same words, and the two of them walk together. Vayechu Shneim Yachtav. The two of them walk together because they really did have the same journey, which may sound strange because they had such different lives. The challenge of Avraham was to be the pioneer, was to be the first one. He's the trailblazer. He's the one who takes the long trip both geographically and theologically, spiritually. Yitzchak's challenge is very, very simple and yet very, very difficult. His challenge is to walk together with his father, to do the same kinds of things. Right before the Akedah, we're told that Avraham had planted, and we're told he planted, and according to the commentaries, he would invite various people to come into his tent. The Rashbam says he planted a pardes, he planted an orchard, so we would have a place to pray by himself. A place, Avraham's Beit Midrash. Avraham's Beit Midrash. The place that Avraham would pray all by himself. We look in this week's parsha, we find something interesting. It says that Yitzchak went into the field to pray. So what the Rashbam may be trying to tell us is what Yitzchak does as he prays is exactly like his father. We find his father had dug wells and there was various intrigue with the locals. We find that Yitzchak goes and re-digs those same wells. It may sound like a very practical thing. We need wells, we need water. There may be something which is much deeper. It may be that Yitzchak needs to do that which his father had done before him. His father prays in the field, he prays in the field. His father dug wells, he'll redig those wells. He understands that his position is not to be the trailblazer, is not to be the pioneer, but he has a very, very simple and difficult task, and that is to pass on his father's teaching to his children. Yitzchak, in a sense, perhaps is a trailblazer, because he's the first one who tries to pass on his father's teachings. And we find something else which is interesting, and again, this is a little bit beneath the surface. After dealing with the death and the burial of Sarah, we find that Avram now is occupied with trying to find a proper wife for his son, and he sends his servant, according to tradition, Eliezer, he sends him off to find somebody who would be a proper companion for his son. According to tradition, his son was doing something else at the exact same time. We're told later on in the Parsha that Avraham has a relation with a woman named Keturah. According to tradition, this Keturah was the same person, Hagar, who he had previously had a child with. According to tradition, it was Yitzchak who went to find Hagar in order to bring her back to his father, in order to find a companion for his father. We find in this simple level, the two of them, they were really together. It's very, very tender. Each one cared about the other, and each one went to try to look after the needs of the other. truly, when it comes to Avram and Yitzchak, we can say, Vayechu Shnehem Yachtav, the two of them walk together.